Okay, well, everybody, donate your plasma. It's very, very important. You can make a difference in people's health and in their lives.
Governor Ron DeSantis speaking at One Blood headquarters in Orlando on Monday. When the COVID-19 outbreak reached Florida in March, there wasn't much information on how to treat it. But DeSantis says a number of inroads have been made since then, including the use of convalescent plasma.
Blood that's donated from somebody who has cleared the COVID-19 disease, it has the antibody. And then that is then used on a patient who is sick in the hospital. And what they find is, as well with some of the other treatments, the earlier you do it, the more effective it will be.
The state has had antibody testing for the general public at a number of drive-through test sites for the last number of weeks. Instead of swabs in noses or down throats, antibody testing draws blood, with the results back in about 15 minutes.
If you have been infected, then you...
As has been the case the past couple of weeks, DeSantis has encountered protesters during his news conferences. As Orange County deputies removed them from the venue, the governor pressed on with his remarks as the protesters continued outside.
If you go into a drive-through testing site and you want to do an antibody test, you will actually be able to see if you've had a recent infection, if you get a certain type of antibody. And then if you get the IgG antibody, you're going to be able to be in a situation where you know that you've cleared the illness probably for several weeks.
I'd like to just, from a medical point of view, tell you how important convalescent plasma is. This is a treatment that has been around actually for almost a century.
Dr. Rita Reich is chief medical officer at One Blood. She adds that it's only been approved recently by the Food and Drug Administration as an experimental treatment for COVID-19, and studies are ongoing.
We've been using it since the outbreak of the epidemic, and we're finding that we have very positive results from it. They're not published yet. The analyses are still being done, but we're very encouraged by what we see.
If you are an individual who has had COVID and you are 28 days symptom-free or symptom-free for the last 14 days with documentation of a negative follow-up, we need you.
Speaking on Facebook last week, Pensacola Mayor Grover Robinson said the call for plasma donors is going out from Northwest Florida's three regional hospitals, Baptist, Sacred Heart, and West Florida.
Please contact One Blood at oneblood.org. Your blood could be vital to keeping us moving forward. This, to me, is just as important as the potential for a vaccine. I think if we get to a point where our hospitals can treat it effectively, this makes a huge difference.
Meanwhile, the Florida Department of Health in Escambia County seems to be having trouble hiring enough contact tracers to keep up with COVID-19 cases. The search is on for about 40 workers. Dr. John Lanza, director of the Florida DOH in Escambia, was sought for an interview but was not made available by the State Department of Health. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.